Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 25, Johannesburg and Mbombela up to 24 degrees. Uncertainty remains regarding the safety of the water from the Rooiwal wastewater treatment plant in Pretoria. At least that's what Mayor Nasipi Moya says.
What we are not sure of is whether this water would be drinkable, not without phase two and phase three. So what we have started working on now is the issue of financing phase two, and what it talks to is increasing the capacity of this plant so that it's able to accommodate the areas that are supposed to be fed here.
She visited the plant today along with her deputy, Eugene Modise. It's meant to treat sewage water for use by residents of Hammanskraal. In other news, the DA in Parliament has written a letter to the President urging him to establish a commission of inquiry into what it calls the Stilfontein mine tragedy. Nearly 80 illegal miners have died at the Bevelsfontein gold mine and 216 were arrested. Cliff Shiko has more.
The party says the terms of reference for the investigation should include the role of government agencies and the involvement of private sector, the causes of the crisis and the impact of illegal mining operations. The DA maintains that the situation warrants a full and transparent inquiry into the causes and consequences thereof. In Stilfontein, the media asked Northwest Police Commissioner Patrick Asseneng what he thought about the suggestion.
We have said we are a constitutional state. Everybody has the right to say what their views are, to approach the courts or to do what they believe is within their responsibility.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Northwest Acting Provincial Police Commissioner Patrick Asseneng meanwhile says over 100 illegal miners have been deported back to their home country since August last year. He briefed the media in Stilfontein.
They were given what we call non-custodial sentences or suspended sentences with conditions. A total of 121 illegal miners have since been deported. 80 were Mozambicans, 30 Basotho, 10 Zimbabweans.
In other news, the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Basic Education has raised concerns over delays in placing learners in Gauteng and the Western Cape. The committee's chairperson, Joy Maimela, briefed the media today on the ongoing challenges in the education sector.
We would have noticed when we did oversight last year in the Western Cape, there were learners that were placed in schools in March because they could not be placed earlier. So part of our oversight visits, as they pertain to oversight visit, will be engaging on the admission of learners and placement of learners, especially in these two provinces.
And the world will have to wait longer to hear how the Israeli cabinet will vote on a ceasefire and prisoner exchange in Gaza that would have to take effect on Sunday. The voting is delayed as Israel blames Hamas for backtracking on some of the elements there. The world is, however, ready for Israel's war with Hamas to end. Egypt says it will host a conference to rebuild Gaza. And according to the World Health Organization, the health system alone could cost at least $10 billion to rebuild. That's it from the news desk for today. From myself, Marlene Fischer, and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Why you always in the mood? Messing around. I'm brand new. I ain't tryna tell you what to do, but try to play it cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Messing around like I'm brand new. I ain't tryna tell you what to do, but try to play it cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view.
I can never get attached when I start to feel I'm unattached. Somehow I was in a feeling bad. Baby, I am not your dad. It's not all you want from me. I just want your company. Girl, it's obvious, elephant in the room.